scream a little inside every time you have to think about money? Well, we're here to change that. Welcome to South Sound Money Talks. We're here to tackle confusing topics, answer your questions, and fix all those what the financial moments. This podcast is made possible by Tapco Credit Union, Pierce County's original member-owned credit union. I'm your host, Amanda. Hello, South Sound. So admit it, if someone asked you how a credit union is different than a bank, would you be able to answer, really, really answer? When people say credit unions are not for profit, does that even make sense? Are you with a bank yourself and wondering if you should switch to a credit union? Maybe you're asking, does it even matter? I mean, there are obviously a lot of confusing answers out there when it comes to all of this. And that's why I'm glad we have Lynn Heider here today with the Northwest Credit Union Association, who lives and breathes credit unions. She's going to answer our big questions for us. Welcome, Lynn.
Hi, Amanda. Thanks for having me.
Yeah, we're so excited to have you here. We're going to learn a lot about credit unions, which is really helpful because I think it's a confusing topic for a lot of people. So the Northwest Credit Union Association represents more than 180 credit unions across Idaho, Oregon, and Washington. I had no idea there were that many credit unions in our area. That's a lot. And that's great news for us because that means there's a lot of options. So I imagine you're a pretty big believer in credit unions, being that you work for the association.
Totally. I mean, I've seen firsthand the value that they deliver to not only to the 7.3 million people in these three states who belong to them, but the ripple effect out into the economies as a whole is just amazing.
Yeah.
I'm going to turn you into a believer.
You know what? I am open to being a believer, so that's a good. I'm a good audience member for you.
Okay.
Let's just get right into it. Why would we choose a credit union over a bank?
And we have 3 hours to talk about all the reasons.
Maybe not entirely three, but we have a little bit of time. We want to really understand the subject.
Well, I think you would choose a credit union over a bank for a lot of reasons. First of all, value. When you shop for anything, Amanda, whether it's a pair of shoes, a new car, groceries, you're looking for the best deal you can get for yourself and for your family.
Oh, yeah, always.
And credit unions are not-for-profit and cooperative, so that means you're a member, not just a customer. You're an owner, and they don't pay stockholders on Wall Street. So instead of being under pressure to turn a big profit and send it to stockholders, they take their earnings after expenses are paid and they reinvest it in the members. And how that shows up in your wallet is in the form of lower fees, for example, free checking, and probably better rates on most loans that you're going to apply for in your lifetime as a consumer.
That's great. I love the idea of not making those people on Wall Street even richer.
Yeah.
That's something that speaks to the heart of my, you know, my sensibilities. I saw a billboard recently in Washington that said, act like you own the place because you do. It was for a credit union. And I would have had no idea what that meant before I started this podcast. But for those of you who are listening, can you explain what member own means?
Yeah, as you're part of the cooperative. And you can also have a big voice in what they offer and how they serve their community, because you as a member owner can run to be on their board of directors. So in a for-profit financial institution like a bank, the board of directors are handpicked by the CEO, and they're people who have a lot of shares, a lot of investment in that bank. In the credit union world, the members can run to be part of the board of directors and also part of committees that audit the credit union. And so with the members' voice being so actively involved in the credit union, they're inherently more accountable to the members.
That's interesting. I had no idea you could actually run to be a board member, and that makes a lot of sense when you're saying you're member owned, because then you're really helping make the decisions for the community that benefit the people the most.
And doesn't that make sense? Instead of that direction maybe coming from Los Angeles or New York or Wall Street, the decisions are made locally because the people that belong to the credit union, they know their community, they know their needs.
Yeah. Oh, that's great. That's really great. one of the things I really love about credit unions is that they were formed by the community and then you financially support each other. So that member-owned aspect of it really speaks to that. And I know TAPCO's history is that it was started by 9 employees of the city of Tacoma to make it easier for workers to get the financial help they weren't receiving at traditional banks. And now, you know, anyone in Washington can be a member, which is great, but the community focus remains in Pierce County, so it really does serve this area. Does that mean having an account at TAPCO, I'm also supporting the community and making sure there's more money to lend?
Yeah, it absolutely means that. And it also means you're being served locally. So if you apply for a loan, you're probably going to get a better rate because it's member-owned. If you are having difficulty processing a payment or conducting a transaction, you're going to get a local voice on the phone to walk you through it or to chat with you on the app. If you walk into a branch in your neighborhood, they'll get to know you. Even in a large credit union, and TAPCO is growing because, as you said, now nearly anyone in Washington could join, and why wouldn't they? Mm-hmm. But you're still not going to lose that local touch. And when it comes to your money, that's pretty important.
What about, you mentioned you would get like higher interest rates and lower fees. How does that work exactly with a credit union?
Well, the reason it works is because they're not for profit. So there can't be profits at the end of a budget cycle, such as a year. And they then take anything, any earnings after expenses are paid, and they reinvest it in the members. So sometimes a credit union might deposit a dividend into your account, or other times they'll say, let's do something that benefits all the members. Let's offer a really low interest rate on our auto loans, or let's pay a little extra on our savings accounts. Credit cards at credit unions are incredible when you look across the state of Washington and the average balance that people carry on a credit card. You sometimes see a difference in interest rates of many percentage points, 4 to 6% lower sometimes. So you could talking about saving a couple hundred a year if you have a credit card and you have a balance on it.
That's a substantial benefit. I never thought of it that way. That's really interesting. I know there's been controversy over like using big banks in the past. Mm-hmm. Where does that all stem from? What's that about?
I think it really heated up around 2010, 2011, when the recession was really, it was rippling into average homes and starting to hurt people. They were losing their jobs, they were losing their homes, and the big banks' behavior, where they were engaged in risky practices that led up to the economic downturn, were blamed for a lot of that, and rightfully so. Mm-hmm. And so we had Bank Transfer Day, November 5th, 2011, when a movement started, and very organically. It wasn't started by, you know, a credit union with an ad campaign to try to get people to join. It was started by an art gallery owner in California who got a notice that her bank was going to up ATM fees $5 a month, and she just said enough. And this movement just took flight, and thousands of people joined credit unions on that day.
That's incredible.
Yeah, it was just a movement to demonstrate we'd rather, as consumers, be part of something that we own and have a voice in, as opposed to being controlled by Wall Street. Mm-hmm. And I think, you know, even with the recession in the rearview mirror, that consumers are still very smart about how they manage their money, and I think they value local, not-for-profit, cooperative. I have a voice. I have great services. Credit unions also have all the technology, you know, mobile app, online banking. The services that you'd find in any large bank are available in most credit unions. Car loans, if you want to start a small business, a lot of them offer business loans, mortgages, as I said, really good credit card programs. So you get everything you need, and you get it locally.
You had said that all of the services, technology, and apps, I wasn't aware about the apps. I knew that some credit unions were had apps, but I didn't know a lot of them did, because it seems that the big banks are quicker to adapt to that type of technology. So are the services a lot of people are used to, like online banking, paying your bills online over through the app, is that all available through credit unions as well?
Yeah, it generally is. And, you know, there was some nationwide research conducted and it was aimed at people who are not credit union members to see what they do and don't understand about credit unions. And the research was also done here in the Northwest. 900 consumers were interviewed, and they found that there are some myths, some awareness that we need to bring, that we need to correct. So, for example, one of the myths is that people thought, well, I'm not eligible to join.
Right.
Well, yeah, but if you live in Washington, work in Washington, go to school in Washington, attend church in Washington, you can join a credit union, and so many of them, as TAPCO is, they're open to anyone in Washington who fits that bill. So the other myth that we have to break down is the technology. The big banks spend millions and millions of dollars advertising every year because they're nationwide. And they talk about their technology, where credit unions, being local, do not spend those millions, but they have those services. So we're working within our trade association, really, to raise awareness and make sure people know you can get that technology. TAPCO has wonderful online technology.
That's really good to know. I wasn't aware of that, and I think that is a big determining factor, at least for me, and is that convenience? So it's good to know that that's available through many of the credit unions. Another thing that has me worried about going with a credit union now that I'm in Washington State is that I've heard there's only a couple of ATMs or branches I can use. Say I'm on a trip across the country or something similar, and I don't have access to my local ATM, what can I do in that situation?
Well, you will have access to your money. The good news is that there are over 5,000 credit unions across the country, and wherever you are, you can use their ATMs. Oh. And they're part of the co-op network that was formed to network these ATMs for your convenience. So you don't actually have to go to the branch, and you don't have to go to your own neighborhood ATM. You happen to be traveling, you'll have that convenience available to you. I guarantee that. Some credit unions are also part of the shared branching network. So let's say that grandma wrote you a check for your birthday and you forgot to deposit it. If a credit union, if you see that they have co-op shared branching, you can go in there and conduct your transaction on site. So all the conveniences of home come with you wherever you travel if you're a credit union member.
That's great. It's good to know that if I'm traveling, I'll have access to my money no matter where I am.
That's pretty much true.
We didn't really touch on the co-op part of it earlier. So can you explain a little bit more about what makes credit unions a co-op?
Yeah, because they are member-owned and not-for-profit, and they've chosen that cooperative model instead of a for-profit model. And there really is such a thing as a DNA, as we say, that runs through credit union families. And they're in it for a particular reason that has a lot to do with service and community impact. And to that end, you won't find many credit unions that are, quote unquote, in competition. They're more in cooperation. They're happy to help you. And so that's why so many of them are part of the co-op network and will allow you to use their ATMs as you travel, and sometimes the shared branching network too.
Yeah, that's great news. So what I'm hearing you say about credit unions is they're member-owned, that they're part of a co-op division. So a lot of co-ops across the country, you can go to their ATMs if you're traveling and use them fee-free. You get better interest rates and lower fees when you go through a co-op. And they really are stepping up on their technology. So those convenient services that we're so used to with the big banks are available to members of credit unions?
Yeah, all the relevant contemporary financial services that you need, you're generally going to find at a credit union, and you're going to find the roots in the community. So if you care about businesses wanting to serve a community, you'll be serving two purposes. You'll be building your own financial strength, and you'll be a part of something that's very community-oriented.
I love that community focus of credit unions, and I think that is a major determining factor for a lot of people that just feel so defeated and unloved by their banks. And, like, finances is kind of a contentious thing, like, in it can be, and why not make it easier and friendlier to use?
Well, they do that too. Credit unions go into schools a lot, or in their branches, they'll offer financial education, sometimes to kids in school, sometimes to adults, all of it aimed at helping you manage your money better. And they're doing this free because they want to help you build your financial resources. So when you said, why a credit union? I would say, why not a credit union?
Yes, that's great. I love that those services are out there for school-aged children, because I feel like financial planning is not something you really learn about until you have to out in the world and you have rent to pay.
Yeah.
That's wonderful. And is that stuff available? Can you find out more information about that on, like, your particular credit union's website?
Yeah. Absolutely. They have community pages and About Us pages, and you can see all sorts of services that are available to you. And if you want to talk to them about retirement planning, services like that are often available too. So you get full and complete and, I think, holistic services at a credit union.
That's really something special. I feel like I'm going to be one of those people who talks about credit unions at parties now.
I do, and they invite me back.
Oh, so there's no worry.
Right?
I am full on credit union now. Thank you so much for joining us today, Lynn.
Thanks, Amanda.
That's our episode for today. Be sure to check out our other episodes and subscribe if you like what you hear. Have a topic idea? Send Tapco a tweet at Tapco CU. Thanks for joining us, everyone.
Insured by NCUA.